Having teenagers comes with a lot of surprises.
Alrighty then.
The Scotty K Show.
Lori, you got teenagers?
18, 17, and 15.
Perfect. You have teenagers. This is exactly what I need. So, Laura, do they sleep through absolutely anything?
Yes. If you're in the area that I'm in, we had the worst thunderstorm last night, and I don't know that any of them woke up.
Good. I'm glad you brought up thunderstorms. So on Saturday night, we not only had thunderstorms, but we had a transformer blow in our backyard. And if you've ever been close to one of those things, when they blow up, it's the loudest, most terrifying thing I've ever heard in my life. And it woke up our whole neighborhood. I was out there. Plus, I had to call the fire department because there were flames and ComEd came out. All of these things happened. And my 15-year-old slept through every single part of it. No idea.
I am not surprised.
No idea any of it happened. It blew. I was like, he woke up in the morning. And this, by the way, by the time he woke up, the power was back on. That's how long he slept through everything. They replaced the transformer. They came out. They cut trees down. They took the transformer off of the thing. They drove a machine into our backyard, which they had to take our fence apart to do. Pulled the transformer up, took the machine out of our yard, put the fence back together, and he heard zero of any of that.
I have no doubt in my mind at all.
It is just so wild to me that teenagers or anybody, like he had his first day of school today. I don't know how he wakes up to his alarm if you're going to sleep through all that.
My kids don't wake up to their alarms.
What's the loudest thing you think they've slept through?
We have chickens, and inadvertently we got a rooster, and we didn't know it until it started crowing, and my son's room is right next to the chicken coop, and he never heard it.
The one literal thing that is the original alarm clock, the original thing that is supposed to wake people up in the history of time, yeah. Your kid sleeps through.
Slept right through it.
That's so funny. Chris, who was it and what'd they sleep through?
Okay, so about 20 years ago-ish, I went to Country's Under, and the closing night, closing act was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
I slept through it.
Oh, you slept through Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yes,
not only is that an impressive thing to do, I think it's against the law.
I know. Don't tell anybody.
That's pretty funny. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, Allie, who was it and what did they sleep through?
So it was my uncle. My dad was redoing our basement, and at the time he lived with us, he's sleeping on the couch in the basement, and my dad has a nail gun. He's doing the drywall, and my uncle is just passed out, sleeping,
not even moving. Not a flinch, huh?
No, and it's the kind of noise that makes you flinch. It scares you
right.
A little bit, but nope, not him.
That's impressive.
Right.
Was he drunk or no, just sleepy?
You know, I was too
debatable.
Young to know, so.
All right, perfect. Thank you for calling. All right, Chris, who was it? What'd they sleep through?
My daughter used to sleep right. I used to vacuum right underneath her swing when she was sleeping.
Is that her in the background? Like, why are you talking about me?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk trash, Mom. That's funny. Oh, man. You know, I guess there's a reason there's a phrase called sleep like a baby, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't you wish we could go back and sleep that way, you know?
Oh, so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Great.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys.
Love you back.
Bye.